Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.
Song Travels explores the journey singers and songs take together. This program is made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts and NPR. To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. More information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.
Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is Jose Feliciano, guitarist extraordinaire, who has given the world one of its most recognizable Christmas songs as well, Feliz Navidad. And he now has a new album out in tribute to Elvis Presley. He's a classical composer and soloist, and it's quite a journey he's made from his musical origins in Puerto Rico, where as a three-year-old, he would accompany his uncle on a tin cracker can. He's won 9 Grammy Awards and has been nominated 17 times. Jose Feliciano, welcome to Song Travels.
Michael, thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. I've been looking forward to our friendship ever since I met you a while back.
Yes.
And it's a thrill for me to be on your show.
Well, that's very kind. You are a consummate musician, and I envy your ears.
What? Well, you have good ears too, though. You know, you're not so bad on the piano either, and you have a great voice. So, you know, you're a musician's musician.
Well, thank you. But you have perfect pitch.
Yes, I do.
When did you recognize you had perfect pitch?
Well, I recognized it early in my life, especially when I started playing the guitar. I could see like certain chords in my mind, and I learned what they were, and then I learned their sound, and of course, then I developed perfect pitch. And sometimes it's a nuisance, though, because especially in the old days, Mike, when you have a turntable that's a little fast and doesn't quite play a song on the key that it's in, maybe, a half a step higher or half a step lower, you know, depending on how the turntable is. So it's annoying then, but I'm glad I have it. I enjoy it because when I play with symphonies or when I used to do recording sessions in California, my producer for the Latin music, Rudy Perez, would say, "Jose, can you give us an A?" And I would, you know, and I'd go, "A," and of course everybody would tune up.
Was your family musical?
Well, my uncle Esteban was. My uncle played the cuatro, which is a Puerto Rican instrument, and he played, but he didn't do it as a profession. I think I'm the only nut that went into this as a profession. But I really enjoy it. I went to the Lighthouse for the Blind in New York, where I remember the first instrument they tried to teach me was violin. And I'm not a violinist because I couldn't get the bow thing worked out. And so the bow would be entangled in the strings or it'd lose the hair. But I did learn, that's where I think I learned about pitch because of the piano and whatnot. And then later when I was 16 at the Lighthouse, I studied classical guitar with a teacher named Harold Morris. Now, I taught myself how to play guitar at the age of 9. Prior to that, I played the accordion at 7. The ukulele I learned at 8. And so that led me right to the guitar. And I used to listen to classical music by Andre Segovia and some of the greats, Alirio Díaz and Julian Bream and John Williams. And so those were my heroes. They were the people that really, for a while I thought I was going to be a classical guitarist. And then I heard Charlie Byrd in 1960 when he got into the bossa nova with Stan Getz. And I heard him do certain things with the nylon string guitar, and I said, that's what I want to do. I love classical, but I want to play jazz. I want to play blues. I want to play other types of music.
Is there any kind of music that you don't like?
Well, no, I used to not like opera, but I like it now because I understand it. But when I was a kid, I didn't understand the, you know, I didn't get it. Look, did you ever notice that all guys who sing in musicals talk the way they sing, like, hello, Sally, hello, Bill, you know? So I think I like all music. I like Middle Eastern music. I like Indian music. I learned to play the sitar, and I also play the oud.
So you play all these different instruments, which
I play percussion too, by the way. I play conga drums, bongos, maracas, the gourd, a tambourine. I learned percussion is something that is in our blood, being Latin, you know, and listening to salsa and the mambo and the bolero and those kind of things. I learned to play percussion, and I'm so happy about it because I love percussion. I play timbales and all of it.
One of the things that's always been interesting to me is how even from your earliest recordings, you've included many different sounds sometimes in a single collection. For example, on one of your earlier recordings, you included Cole Porter. What inspired you to do that?
Well, I had heard the song by Nancy Wilson. Nancy Wilson had done an album with George Shearing in which she included Miss Otis Regrets.
Was that the Swingin's Mutual or?
I don't know the title, you know, but I used to carry a big briefcase full of records on the road, and I also carried a turntable with KLH speakers built into a Samsonite suitcase. That was my stereo. And I would listen to all this music. And I loved Miss Otis Regrets. I didn't know until later that it was from a musical that Cole Porter had written. But the song is a tragic song. And I loved it. I recorded it on an album called 10 to 23. And it's one of my favorite songs.
Would you sing it for us now?
I sure will.
Miss Otis Regrets by Cole Porter, sung by our guest, Jose Feliciano.
Miss Otis Regrets, she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis Regrets, she's unable to lunch today. Last evening, down in Lover's Lane, she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis Regrets, she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. From under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover man down. Oh, madam, Miss Otis Regrets, she's unable to lunch today. Thank you.
When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail. They strung her up on the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, "Oh, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today."
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org. And thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support this series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.